You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, the intersection of State and Fairchild. A chilly day, Zommers, in downtown. So let's take a quick look at the old Sam Davidson street cam down there. Literally there is nobody on the street right now. One wagon, one person away over there by the Overture Center. A yellow cab. You don't see many of those anymore, but there's a yellow cab, a badger cab or whatever that is. People are staying in, Zommer. Chilly indeed. It's going to continue to be so. But I think by the middle to end of the week, it'll warm back up into the high 40s, low 50s, maybe.
Which is a temperature range I would prefer to this.
Yes, I know. You enjoy some warm weather. Many thanks to Jane Matinere for being. How about Jane Matinere?
Always fantastic.
Always fantastic. And you can hear her every morning from 9 until 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network for Matinere on Air. And, of course, our own Mike Clemens, sports reporter, Packers, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles tonight on Monday Night Football. Looking forward to that, Zommers. Now, do you have, I have my radio set. We don't play the Packers on WMDX, our Civic Media station here in Madison, because the rights are owned by someone else. But I do listen to Wayne Larrabee and The Rock on the Packer Radio Network. But I also like to have the game on. I have YouTube TV, but I have the old rabbit ears or whatever. Now it's like just a plate, so I can get ABC over the air. Do you and your roommates have the same situation, or are you not going to be able to watch it?
Pretty much exactly the same YouTube TV, but we have the antenna.
All right, so you can see it. But a lot of people across Wisconsin who have cut the cord on cable and have moved to YouTube TV because of the ongoing dispute with Disney, which owns ABC and ESPN right now, they're having a conflict, an argument over rights in terms of money being paid to YouTube TV for the right to carry ESPN and Disney and ABC. So right now, if you have YouTube television via streaming, you cannot get ESPN or ABC. So you need a dish or a rabbit ear or whatever you want to call it, over the air. But for a lot of people that live further outside of Madison, you can't get ABC or outside of Milwaukee or outside of Green Bay or wherever, Eau Claire. You can't get your ABC affiliate over the air. So for a lot of people, and you know, as someone who used to be a general manager for a sports bar, this is a nightmare for people who are using YouTube TV to provide their services to their sports bar, because they either got to find a different way to carry the game or they're going to lose out on a lot of money. A lot of people that want to come and watch this tonight. So the best way to listen to the game is over our Civic Media Radio Network stations. Now, this is over the air on radio because we are not allowed to stream the Packer games on the Civic Media app because of rights owned by the NFL. But if you live in Richland Center, you can listen to it on WRCO. If you live in Park Falls, on WCQM. If you live in Racine, Kenosha, on WRJN. If you live in beautiful Wautoma, on WAUH. And if you live in Ironwood, Michigan, one of our new stations up there, the UP, WIMI. Shout out to all those folks. You can listen to the Packer game there. So lots going on, Zommers. Which might be the reason, before we started the show today, you try to say hi to people in the office. I walked by the hardest working folks here in the Madison office, the traffic office, which are the wonderful women who keep us on the air, who keep the commercials going. And I simply said, good morning, how's it going? And there was a collective groan.
Yes, there was.
From the truck. I had to wait. What, do we need to call 911? Is everybody okay? No, no, no. Just Monday morning traffic. And we're not talking about the interstate. We're talking about, because these poor folks, now they're managing commercials and programming for three different states. We only got three people doing that. That's a state apiece. You understand? That's a state apiece. And they're doing a great job.
So, I feel bad for whoever has Wisconsin, then, if it's divided that way.
Yes.
No, so, it's not.
Shout out to all of our great folks out there, Carol, Denise, and Megan, who are making the magic happen.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make a motion here on the air on behalf of the company. We'll see if we can do this in our company-wide media or our staff meeting tomorrow. We should just make a motion and say that we should send them all to Sundara Spa. That's what they deserve, don't you think, Sommers?
But then who's going to do traffic?
You do it on the weekend, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Sure. Well, let's do that.
Maybe this has something to do with the lack of air traffic controllers.
Could maybe it does.
No, it doesn't. Todd's just being goofy. By the way, one update here. Jane and I were talking about last hour from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And if I'd only skimmed down to the bottom of Molly Beck's story, she clarified this. And thank you, was it Sue? One of our great listeners.
Sue and Franklin, yeah.
Sue and Franklin, who we were talking about Trump pardoning many of these Wisconsin folks that tried to overturn the 2020 election. And she brings this up that, you know, the pardons are kind of superficial because Trump can only pardon people for federal offenses or federal charges. And she's absolutely right. Molly Beck, in her story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, further down here says, quote, the pardons are largely symbolic. The order would only shield Republicans from federal prosecutions. So law forward president Jeff Mandel, who brought a civil lawsuit against the Wisconsin Republicans, said the pardons send, quote, an unmistakable message that this White House disdains democracy and will assist in word and deed any effort, no matter how extreme and outrageous, to cling to power regardless of election results, unquote. So many of these people, like Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupis, Bob Spindell, Andrew Hitt, Mary Bustron, others, all pardoned today. Federal charges. As, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. I mean, it just continues, right, at the federal level. So thank you for pointing that out, Sue. Wanted to get that clarification out there. All right, it's 13 minutes. Oh, by the way, coming up to the bottom of the hour, not going to want to miss this. A very, very special tribute. Today, the 10th of November, marks the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Superior. And for a lot of us who are around, I would have been 6 years old at the time, but I remember this happening. And it was all over the radio. I remember news reporters on the radio talking about it. And, of course, a few months or almost a year afterwards, Gordon Lightfoot came out with the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which we'll hear from a little bit later on in the show. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to pay tribute to the 29 souls that were lost on the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. And joining us for that, former Secretary of Commerce here in Wisconsin and a Superior native, Bill McCosh, will be along, as well as Jenny Van Sickle, friend of the Edmund Fitzgerald group up in Superior, on their new historical marker on this 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So all of that coming up later on in the show. Let's get to it. It's 10, make it 14 past the hour of 3 o'clock. It's late. Time for another Wisconsin fun fact. Here we go.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty.
That's right. Time for another Wisconsin fun fact. On November 10th, 1968, one of the strongest earthquakes in the Midwest occurred in South Central Illinois. It measured at 5.3 on the Pat Richter scale. I just threw Pat in there. The Richter scale. Press reports indicated that the shock was felt in La Crosse, Milwaukee, Port Washington, Portage, Prairie du Chien, and Sheboygan. This was only eclipsed by the tremors felt when former Wisconsin football coach Brett Bielema ran to a porta potty at Jingles following the 2012 spring game. That's right. That's how we play Wisconsin Fun fact. Did you ever go to Jingles back in the day, Zomers?
I don't know what that is.
It's a sport was a sports bar out on John Nolan at the corner of Olin and John Nolan Drive out there, but not too far from where I live. Big, it was big back in the day. Jingles. Yeah. And Brett Bielema, you know, he's a large man. But I'll tell you what, he last time he was here, he put the nail in the coffin for poor Paul Christ, his former defensive coordinator. And Bielema won with the Fighting Illini, and I have a feeling he's going to win again. By the way, big shout out to Wisconsin Badgers, and I'll give Fickell credit. They got a big win over the University of Washington, the Huskies. Remember, both Brandon Ewing and I on Friday said they weren't going to win, but they pulled it out. Defense was really, really good. Offense still not great. Now, look, the fans, particularly the student section, they decided to rush the field after the win. And I get it. Washington was ranked 23, so barely inside the top 25, but they decided to rush the field, which I don't know whether... I guess to me, when Wisconsin was being coached by Bielema or Alvarez or Paul Christ, you would have never rushed the field beating a 23-place team because you probably would have been in the top 10 or top 15 yourself. But I get it. It's been a long, long time since they beat a ranked opponent.
Or an opponent,
period. Now, I don't think it's going to go well for the Badgers this week at Indiana or the next week when Brett Bielema comes back with Illinois or the next week against the Flexters up at Minnesota. But you know what? Give the Badgers credit. I'll tell you this. Big shout out to the players, the student athletes, because they showed grit. They showed drive. They're not cashing it in. They continue to work their rear ends off. And I think that says a lot about the team, and I'll give the program credit. So I don't want to be a complete Debbie Downer, so congrats on the University of Wisconsin men's, I guess you wouldn't have a women's, but a football team. They did a great job getting that big win this weekend. All right, let's go quickly to Troy about Horeb. Troy, you wanted to say something about YouTube TV. If you have it, going to be hard to watch the Packers tonight. What do you got, Troy?
I'm coming over. I'll bring over a 12-pack of Spotted Cow. Huh?
Okay, very good. Very good.
No, actually, you know, I this isn't the first time I said this, but I wish I'd have gotten that antenna when Clinton was giving them away.
Right?
But,
yeah.
I saw that Sling TV will give you a day pass for $5.
Pardon me, what?
So I'm Sling TV.
Oh, TV. All right, very good.
Yeah. It's giving people a day pass for $5.
That's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap.
It's cheaper than me going to the bar. That's for sure.
Right? As long as they don't have YouTube TV. Just make sure you get an Uber or something because we don't want anybody being inebriated on the roads. Nobody, just be careful out there.
The wife is my DD. So
wow. Do you have to? Does she get a present for being your DD? Your designated driver?
She gets me. She gets me all the time.
Okay. We'll go along with that, Troy. All right. Thanks for calling in. Go Pack Go. Appreciate you, Troy. All right. Come on back. We're going to play a little What's Worse for You Today, Amazon or Walmart. Farm news at the bottom of the hour. Then we will honor the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's a special Wisconsin edition of the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin. Maybe I've been drinking. No, I haven't. Just water. Come on back. It's the Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. Glad to have you along. Now, it never fails, Amers. Whenever no good deed goes unpunished, as they say, because I've been corrected now by the folks in the traffic office. Apparently, I've gotten a yellow light. Carol, I'll call her the head of the, I think that's right?
Yeah.
She's the head traffic person here at Civic Media, does a great job. She says, I love the shout out to the traffic office, but it's not just the three of us. Pam, Rachel, and Bo also Handle. Right. I can't even read. Handle talk stations. Bo is going to have words with you when you get back to Rachel and Center. Well, that's probably right.
And there might be Megan also texted and mentioned that there are others, including those and potentially some new people from new stations.
I didn't mean to offend anyone. I was just, I mean, the people that I interact with every day are our great traffic folks here. And it's kind of the titular head of traffic, right? You have other subsidiaries of traffic, but the main traffic stop is, it's the biggest intersection in Civic Media, you understand? I better quit while I'm ahead.
Probably.
Thank you to all the traffic people who keep us on the air. It's 24 past 3. Time once again for What's Worse. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away. No prize money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. As Mike Lucas likes to say, it is the holidays are really almost really upon us, right? Especially with all this goofiness with air traffic now being delayed. They're already saying mail your Christmas presents if you're going to go that way. United States Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, Amish horse and buggy, whatever you're going to use, do it early. So here now, the category today, timely indeed. What's worse, Amazon or Walmart? Amazon or Walmart? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the old Civic Media app. You can do it by downloading the app on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, Amazon or Walmart? I think for a lot of people, it's kind of difficult because it's so convenient, right? And
it really is.
You think, you know, I could just go on my phone or my laptop and order something. And sometimes almost the same day or the next day, you get it. If you got Amazon Prime, there's no delivery cost. It's just the thing. Or now, and this is something I think is actually good for a lot of, because whether you like it or not, I was back at Richland Center this weekend, and the only options for food in terms of grocery store, well, I guess Quick Trip for some people, quite frankly, has become like the neighborhood grocery store, Quick Trip. But if you want like your regular grocery store, Walmart. Now, I'm not here to hate a Walmart, but necessarily, but for a lot of people who don't drive or what you would consider shut-ins, elderly folks, Walmart has a delivery service now. And for a lot of people, if it wasn't for that delivery service, they wouldn't be able to get any groceries at all. So that part of it, I think, is good. But you think about which corporation do I want to go to, Amazon or Walmart? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mom and I took a lovely drive to Baraboo, Wisconsin this weekend and went to Festival Foods, where she got her big 14-pound, actually 13.98-pound turkey. Now, here's the deal. We went, there was this big bin of frozen turkeys at Festival in Baraboo. And she said, well, I don't want it any bigger than 15 pounds. I would like a 14-pound. Well, there weren't a lot, quite frankly. I said, all right, fine. And so I was trying to see, well, how much are they? There was no prices. And so I thought, well, they put the price on the bird. And I said, here's one for $14. And she says, that is the weight of the bird. I said, really? So Mom outsmarted me because there was nowhere that said price per pound. And as it turns out, the price was like almost double what it was last year. It was like two.
I believe it.
It was like two something a pound, or I can't remember what it was. But we saved like quite a bit of money because Festival had some food sales going on. So anyway, we bought the turkey is in the freezer. What's worse, Amazon or Walmart? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says Amazon is way worse as their tentacles Got to be careful there. Are farther reaching and they cheat the tax system more. Allegedly, Matt. I don't know that to be true. That's Matt's opinion. Matt's opinion. Sarah, listening up a beautiful Green Bay via WISS on the transponder in Appleton, says Walmart is worse by far. That place makes me feel homicidal. Really? No, I mean, I get the fact that some of them are very big and overwhelming. And it's like, boy, I gotta limber up and do some stretches before I go to Walmart because it's a workout. You understand?
I will say, you know, maybe some of it is the clientele. That could be the case of that of Sue's particular or Sarah's particular Walmart.
It could be Sue. Speaking of Sue, Sue in Middleton, a brand new texter out of Middleton via WMDX. Thank you, Sue. We appreciate that. Both are bad, Sue says. Walmart for their low pay. And Amazon, just because. All right, Sue and Middleton. I mean, again, it gets to kind of that necessary evil a little bit. I don't know. Parker Olson, the great Parkster, the producer for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, says, I can tell you which one is better for people watching.
For people watching.
Oh, for people watching. I get it now. Well, yeah. Have you ever played Walmart Bingo?
I have not, but I'm intrigued.
Stay tuned. Our farm news is next with Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report. And when we come back, a special tribute on the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Bill McCoshin and Jenny Van Sickle will join us. Don't go anywhere. It's the Almost Show with the Civic Media. Ready to... Welcome back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, November 10th, 2025. It is a day, for those of us who are of a certain age, that remember it very well. It is the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the opening lines there, the opening tune of the iconic Gordon Lightfoot song there, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which we will hear later on in this half hour. But joining us to pay tribute to the 29 souls that were lost 50 years ago today in Lake Superior, a Superior native and former Secretary of Commerce under former Governor Tommy Thompson, Bill McCoshin joins us now via StreamYard. Bill, thank you very much for being with us on what I know for the families is still a very tough day.
It's a very tough day. And if I was 10 years old when the Fitz sunk 50 years ago, and so anyone who's was alive and lived in the Twin Ports at that time, the Twin Ports being Duluth and Superior and the surrounding area, it is your most vivid memory of the 70s. There's just no question about that. And for the families, those 29 crewmates had sons, wives, children, and many of them are still alive today. And here we are 50 years later, still wondering exactly what happened on that fateful evening around sometime after 7:10 p.m.
Yeah, we actually investigated and we wanted to take the show up to Whitefish Point in the Upper Peninsula today and do the show there because there was probably going on right now a public memorial service outside where they're actually going to ring the bell, the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was recovered back in the mid-90s. And then this evening, they're going to have a private service inside the Maritime Shipwreck Museum at Whitefish Point. But it would have required us to be outside, and this day is turning out perhaps similarly to what it was 50 years ago. So yeah. we didn't do it. But the director there was very kind, and he was very, very adamant. He said, "You're welcome to come and do what you need to do, but you are not allowed to talk to any family members, and you have to stay away from the proceedings because it's a very tough day for a lot of people that are going to be there."
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, it shook the community of the Twin Ports for a very long time and still does. Mm-hmm. Anyone who was around during that time period will never forget, you know, when the Fitz sunk. And for us from Superior, she got her last load at the Burlington Northern or Dock Number 1 in what we call Alawese, Wisconsin, which is one of our little neighborhoods. She set sail on the 9th and sometime after 7 p.m. on the 10th, she sunk. And it's an eerie memory for sure.
It really is. I appreciate you taking time on short notice to join us, because I think for a lot of people, you know, Zomers is 26. I'm 56, so I was 6 years old, and I can still remember being in my parents' Oldsmobile Delta 88 and listening to the special news reports coming out over the radio in the car when this happened. And
yeah,
growing up there like you did in Superior, did you know any of the families tangentially or in the community up there?
I didn't, but here's my personal connection. So my oldest brother, Mike, ended up working at the Burlington Northern Ore Dock for 23 years. He is now, believe it or not, come full circle. He is the administrator of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway.
Wow.
at USDOT. So he signed on at the Burlington Northern a year after the Fitz was filled. So he got there in 76. But you know, I know plenty of people who helped fill that boat that day, or their kids.
Yeah.
You know, Eloise and East End, where I grew up, are connected. So that's our part of town, and we know those families for sure.
We're talking with Bill McCosran, former Secretary of Commerce here in the state of Wisconsin under former Governor Tommy Thompson, a Superior native who joins us via StreamYard right now. Eliza, listening in Green Bay via WAUK in Milwaukee, says, I arrived in Wisconsin in 2014, and yet that song, Gord Lightfoot's song, still makes me cry. I think it's a connection for folks our age, Bill, who were there, but it's a part of Wisconsin history. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it still remains one of the most tragic, highest loss of life accidents on Lake Superior. And it's a part of Wisconsin history. Part of it's the mystery, but part of it's the tragedy and Gord yeah. Lightfoot's song.
And, you know, to his credit, that's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. If you are aware of this story, you can't turn the channel when it comes on. You're going to listen to it from beginning to end, and it's going to mean something to you. So if you're in a car with someone says, what is that? Turn that. Mm-hmm. And you don't, you know, you probably knew a little bit of something about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And it's, you know, sadly, Gordon Lightfoot is now gone as well. But that's a story that's a song that will live forever.
I want to play, if you allow us here, Bill, just a clip, because maybe you've seen this. I had not until I was preparing for the show today. There is, I'm going to call it a documentary. It's called The Gales of November, Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. And it's available right now across Wisconsin on local Fox stations. Kind of, as they say, check your local listings for day and time. It's also available on YouTube. But it goes back to 1994, 95. The last time that there were people that were allowed to do sanctioned expeditions to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, they did the final cutting of the bell, the copper bell that was on the Fitz, and brought it up, and they replaced it with a basically a memorial with all the names of the 29 souls lost. And my understanding was that, Bill, that many of the family members were allowed to go out there, and for them, it was finally some form of closure, essentially a memorial service for these people. And it still gives me goosebumps just to say that.
Yeah, and Congress passed a law shortly thereafter that to make it an official gravesite. So there have been no dives for 30 years, and there never will be again, it doesn't appear. The submarines are much better than they were in 1995. You could probably do some more in-depth analysis of what may have happened, but for the families, they don't want that site disturbed. They want that to be the official burial ground of those 29 souls. And fortunately, you know, Congress went along with that.
Play just a clip here. This is a clip from the documentary called Gales of November, Diving for the Edmund Fitzgerald, as told by a couple of the divers that were there and participated in those 94, 95 dives.
The interest literally from all over the world. I mean, we did radio interviews with radio stations from Australia, and that just blows your mind when you think of literally worldwide interest in this shipwreck.
Hours of behind-the-scene video reveal the challenges and dangers of diving this deep.
The light slowly diminishes from Lake Superior until you get to about 250 feet. Then it goes dark.
It's complete darkness down there at 535 feet down Lake Superior.
All of us were lost down there. We didn't have any way of triangulating locations or distances.
You're kind of straining your eyes, trying to see out into this foggy light out ahead of you.
So we had lights, of course, on the sub, but the lights only go maybe 20, 25 feet. And there's a lot of darkness beyond that.
You light it up a little bit, and you want to, you keep telling yourself, okay, we're not going to hit the ship before we see it, are we?
Back off a little bit, you're too close.
When you get onto the sub like that, you don't land right on top of the wreck.
Okay, that's good.
You land off the wreck a bit, and then you use your sonar.
And then we started heading what we thought was the wreck, and we're going across, and all of a sudden I see bottom, and a giant crack in the ground. We were actually on the Edmund Fitzgerald and didn't realize it.
That is a clip from Gales of November diving the Edmund Fitzgerald, available on local Fox stations across the state of Wisconsin. Check your local listings and YouTube. Bill, I had not heard that. Have you seen this doc at all? It's just powerful.
It's powerful. I've seen the clips. I haven't seen the full one. There's another one that was produced by Discover Media here in Madison that will air on KBJR, which is the NBC station in Duluth, Minnesota, tonight prior to the Monday night football game. They're going to show the half hour version, but they've done an hour long documentary on the sinking of the Fitz. So there's so much more material out. The amount of content that's been released over the last 10 days for the 50th anniversary is extraordinary, including someone you and I know, Thomas Nelson, former state lawmaker, now current county executive of Outagamie County, released a new book about the sinking of the Fitz.
I haven't got a chance to read it. I think Pat Kreitlow had an interview with him this morning on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, and to your point, it just really cut every line, whether it's partisan or politics or rural and urban. I think it's something that all of us as Wisconsinites share in, but again, particularly close, hits close to home for those of you who are Superior natives.
Yeah, when the Fitz needed work, it generally got repairs at Fraser Shipyards, which is still in Superior, and hopefully about to go through a major expansion. So we're very familiar with the Fitz. It was for this.
Might have some trouble there with Bill McCaution, so we're going to work on that. Might have to, these things happen, of course, with internet connections. It is 45 minutes past the hour right now of 3 o'clock. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, certainly hitting home for a lot of Wisconsinites. I want to read a passage. This is from Wisconsin Public Radio, written by Danielle Kading. And she writes a great article. Go to wisconsinpublicradio.org and check this out. And she writes this, quote, Missy Clark Nabosny was 11 when she lost her grandfather in the sinking of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. The Ashland resident remembers the wet snow whipping against the windows that night. She and her sister Chrissy, who was 10, stared at a picture of the boat on the television set. Quote, we both were just staring at the screen like, what's going on? Clark Nabosny said. My mom was just freaking out, very upset, sobbing. Her mother, Patricia, was the eldest of three children born to John Simons, a wheelsman from Ashland who had been sailing with Fitzgerald from its first voyage. And at 64, she said the trip was set to be his last before retirement. Bruce Kalman, who had been watching TV when the news came across that a 729-foot ore carrier had been reported missing, he knew that was the length of the ship that his father, Alan Kalman, was sailing aboard. His sister woke their mom. The kids were sent back to bed, but Bruce said they could hear her making phone calls for half the night. Quote, there was uncertainty as to what was going on, Kalman said. My mom was 38 years old and had 5 kids, so you can figure what was going on in her mind. By morning, Clark Nabosny said they knew the ship was gone. Quote, there was a lot of sobbing, a lot of crying, but it was quiet, she said. Chaos, quiet chaos is what I called it. Part of the article from Wisconsin Public Radio entitled 50 Years Later, Edmund Fitzgerald Sinking Leaves Lasting Effects on Families and Forecasting. That was one of the things that came out of this great tragedy, is that weather buoys were placed on Lake Superior afterwards, and advances were made to prevent this kind of tragedy from happening again. So there is a legacy of technology that lasted after this. But I think it's really important to remember on this day that there are 29 families who lost a father, a brother, a friend on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And many of those folks who went through that loss are still feeling it to this day. Many thanks to Bill McCosion for taking time for being here and sharing his remembrances. When we come back, the final transmission of the Edmund Fitzgerald and the song by Gordon Lightfoot.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, followed by a check of weather, sports, and Mike Clemens as we get ready for that Monday Night Football game, Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles, followed by another great edition of Maggie Dawn and Pete Schwabe. Want to end this show with a tribute to the 29 souls lost on the Edmund Fitzgerald. This from the ssedmundfitzgerald.org. And again, many thanks to Bill McCosion for coming on the show today. They chronicle here at ssedmundfitzgerald.org the final hours, the final days on the Edmund Fitzgerald. At 3:15, 50 years ago today, Captain Jesse Cooper of the SS Arthur M. Anderson watches Fitzgerald round Caribou Island and comments that the Fitzgerald is much closer to 6th Fordham School than he would want to be. And the final transmission later that evening at 7:10 in the evening, actually make it, about 7:10, that they were holding their own. That was the last that we heard from the Edmund Fitzgerald. Here is Gordon Lightfoot.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
At 7:10 p.m., 50 years ago, the captain of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Captain McSurley, said, quote, "We are holding our own." They never did speak later. The 29 men aboard the Fitzgerald will never be heard from again from anyone outside the ship. May they rest in peace.